our priorities wrong? Defence spending versus real needs. Defence spending takes priority over Australians' real needs, housing, health, and cost of living support. Introduction: a nation out of balance. The latest Ipsos Issues Monitor shows that cost of living, housing, crime, and healthcare matter most to Australians. Yet fewer than 8% name defence as a concern. Despite this, defence spending in Australia now stands at about $59 billion Australian for 2025-26, a record amount. While households struggle with rent hikes, soaring groceries, and lengthy hospital waits, government priorities tell a different story. If our leaders can mobilise billions for submarines and foreign military bases, why not for homes, hospitals, and community safety? The government's growing defence spending shows how far priorities have shifted from citizens' needs. The problem: spending that ignores public needs. 1. Australians struggle while defence budgets soar. According to SBS's If the Budget Were $100, defence receives $6.60, health $15.90, and welfare $37. The government insists on fiscal responsibility when it comes to families, but not when signing billion-dollar arms contracts. This surge in defence spending contrasts sharply with the lack of targeted cost of living support. The mismatch is stark. Australians cite the cost of living in Australia as their top issue, yet policies focus on militarisation. A nation cannot claim security when its citizens cannot afford food, rent, or electricity. Internal link: inflation in Australia, how it's reshaping everyday life. 2. Housing and healthcare left behind. The 2025-26 budget allocates $9.3 billion Australian to social housing and homelessness, barely a sixth of defence spending. Hospitals receive about $33.9 billion Australian in Commonwealth funding, far short of what's needed to end long emergency queues and staff shortages. Using public money productively, Australia could expand housing supply and modernise hospitals without finding tax revenue. As a sovereign currency issuer, the Commonwealth can fund whatever domestic resources are available. Internal link: social justice in Australia, its meaning and path to equality. The impact: what Australians are experiencing. 3. Everyday Australians feel forgotten. Workers juggle multiple jobs. Families spend over 30% of their income on rent. Hospitals cancel surgeries due to staff burnout. Meanwhile, record military budgets create jobs, but not the kind that house or heal people. This deepens inequality and fuels public frustration. Cost of living in Australia headlines dominate the news, yet solutions are still tokenistic while weapons programs thrive. Internal link: why it feels so hard to get ahead in Australia today. 4. Who benefits from the defence boom, and who are we really defending against? Arms corporations and political donors benefit most. AUKUS contracts flow to foreign firms. US forces rotate through Darwin, and Pine Gap stays a key US intelligence hub. So, who is Australia defending against? Officially, the government cites a deteriorating Indo-Pacific environment. Australia faces no imminent invasion. The real risk lies in our alliance obligations. Much of this defence spending directly supports US strategic goals, not Australian security. When Washington pursues containment of China, Australia follows, even if it damages trade and peace. This dependence undermines sovereignty and raises the uncomfortable truth: the greatest threat to Australia's security is subservience to US militarism. Economic insecurity, environmental decline, and eroded independence are the dangers we should fear. As a nation with dollar sovereignty, Australia can defend its people through prosperity, not through weapons for US wars. The solution: what must be done? 5. Use dollar sovereignty for people, not war. Australia issues its own currency. It cannot run out of money, but can run out of political will. By embracing modern monetary theory principles, the government could fund full employment, universal healthcare, and green infrastructure before military expansion. Internal link: investing in peace, rethinking Australia's defence strategy. 6. Reprioritise the budget for national well-being. Australia can realign its priorities by expanding public housing nationwide, investing heavily in healthcare staffing and preventive care, addressing crime through community programs, not incarceration, keeping defence strictly for territorial protection, not for US wars. Redirecting even 10% of Australia's defence spending toward housing and health would transform lives and strengthen genuine security. Frequently asked questions. 1. Why does Australia spend so much on defence? Defence growth is politically tied to the US alliance and AUKUS, not citizen demand. 2. Who are we really defending against? Australia's rising defence spending is driven more by alliance politics than genuine threats. No nation threatens Australia. The real danger is being drawn into conflicts created by foreign powers. 3. Can public money fund housing and health without cuts elsewhere? Yes, as the currency issuer, Australia can fund both. The constraint is resources, not revenue. 4. What would happen if 10% of defence spending were redirected? Billions would build thousands of homes, hire nurses and teachers, and ease cost of living pressure. Final thoughts. Time to fund what matters. Australia's defence spending reflects misplaced priorities. Citizens crave safety through stable housing, healthcare, and fair wages, not through missiles. The US agenda turns Australia into a forward base rather than an independent nation. True national defence means protecting Australians from poverty, insecurity, and neglect. It's time to use our monetary sovereignty to build peace and prosperity at home. What's your experience? Do you believe Australia's defence spending protects our people or serves US interests? Share your view below. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. If you found this article insightful, explore more about political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty on the Social Justice Australia website. Please share your thoughts through our reader feedback form, check out what others are saying on our testimonials page, or scroll down and leave a comment below. Your voice helps shape future content. Spread the word. Change starts with conversations. Share this article with friends, family, or your social network so more Australians can see what's possible. Every share helps build momentum for a fairer society. Keep independent journalism alive. We are 100% reader-supported, no ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work has informed or inspired you, we invite you to consider contributing. Even $5, or whatever you can spare, helps us keep publishing and reaching more Australians. Donate now, one time or monthly. Already donated? Share the love by leaving us a quick review on Google to help others find us. Engaging question. What's the first public investment you'd fund with Australia's dollar sovereignty? Housing, health, education, or green energy? References. SBS. What the 2025 federal budget looks like if it were $100. Grattan Institute. Policy challenges Australia must confront. Strategic analysis. Australia's 2025 to 26 defence budget.